Hi guys, I hope you're fine today. I'm so happy to be with you. If you are as happy as I am, please like just now. You know that pleases me and encourages me to continue to offer you great lessons. And in today's lesson, as I told you last week, we will study another verb, imitating a sound, an onomatopoeia. This week, the context is happier than last week. If you haven't seen the video, go and check. You know, I will put the link somewhere around the video. And this word, to tell you about this verb, I will tell you a story which you will learn many things, of course. This time, the scene takes place in America, in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You know, when I lived in the USA, I lived in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and you know that in America, because of the long distances, you need to have a car or to have a bike. I was young. I was there for a certain and specific period of time. I didn't have a car, obviously. Obviously. Vocabulary. So, I had a bike. And actually, I lived in a host family. I didn't have my own flat. I lived with a family, okay? They welcomed me. So they were actually my host family, okay? I lived at their place. So I had a host family and I had a partner family. And the partner family had lent me a bike. To lent, okay? They didn't give me the bike. They just lent me the bike and I could keep it, okay, for this period of time. And then when I left the USA to go back to France, I gave it back to them, okay? I gave it back to them. So I had a bike, okay? So I could ride my bike freely, you know, whenever I wanted. But one day I needed to go somewhere pretty far, so my partner family drove me there. The mother of the partner family drove me there, okay? She gave me a ride. To give a ride? Do you remember this verb? I will put the link somewhere. If you haven't seen it, go and check. And you can have a good revision with that. Okay, so in the car, I told her about the conversation I had had with another mother. And when I told the story, which was a crazy story, the little girl in the back of the car said, "Whoa."
Oh my God.
Whoa. Actually, she whoa'd because the story was so crazy, she couldn't believe what I was saying. So she said, "Whoa." Actually, whoa is also a verb. It's not just an onomatopoeia, it's a verb. Let me give you another example. One day, my little niece came to see me and she offered me a drawing, you know. It was beautiful and I wowed her because the drawing was so beautiful. It was really a piece of art. I don't say that because she's my little niece and I love her so much. No, really, it was a piece of art. So I wowed her. When she showed me that, I wowed her. You see? So it's a common verb, so you can conjugate it. I wowed her. It's a preterite form, okay? So yes, wow can be a verb. Now you know. Tell me, have you wowed someone recently because you were so surprised? It can be a member of your family or a colleague. His or her presentation was so nice that you wowed him or her. Tell me in the comments, okay? Tell me a little bit more about your experiences, your life while using the vocabulary I teach you. And of course, if you've enjoyed the video, if you've learned many things, please like and share. You know that helps me help more and more people. If you need private intensive lesson, all the information is below the video. You know how to contact me easily. Have a very nice day and see you soon.